Hello, this is Graham Flynn, the Chief Executive Officer of Devon in Sight. Before I start, I just want to remind you about what to do with the USB stick when you've finished listening. Please place the stick back in the yellow Articles for the Blind envelope and turn the address label around in the front pocket. Then place the envelope in any postbox. You do not need to pay any return postage. The Devon in Sight newsletter is free, but we do have to pay for the USB sticks and the envelope. So we really do appreciate it if you return them as soon as possible. Now, if you are sitting comfortably, I will begin. Devon in Sight, your local sight loss charity. Celebrating 95 years of service to people who are blind or partially sighted in Devon. News update, December 2020. This year has been dominated by the COVID-19 pandemic, but there is a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel. It's fantastic news that the United Kingdom has started a national vaccination programme. This not only prioritises frontline workers, but the elderly and those most at risk. A reminder of Devon's Tier 2 COVID restrictions are included in this issue. At Christmas, coronavirus restrictions will be eased further to allow people to mix with a slightly wider circle of family and friends. This is welcome news for us all. A summary of all the guidance is also enclosed in this update. Our new telephone sight loss speaker events have received tremendous feedback, and we have devised a programme of weekly events till the end of February 2021. Do try and join us. As 2020 draws to a close, the team here at Devon in Sight would like to extend to you our warmest best wishes for Christmas and a very happy new year. Helping you stay connected. Whilst our talk and support groups are unlikely to start again for the foreseeable future, we continue to support people individually and in groups over the telephone or over the internet. One-to-one support over the telephone. Our community support team continue to support people over the telephone. If you are an existing client, please contact your support worker via their mobile or give us a call through the helpline if you need help. To contact our community support team directly, here are the telephone numbers. For East Devon, Tracy Agata on the following mobile: 07718 651 629. That number again, 07718 651 629. For Torbay and South Devon, Kathy Duffy on the following mobile: 07972 286 061. That number again, 07972 286 061. And finally, for Mid and West Devon, Louise Kamez on 07580 787 308. That number again, 07580 787 308. Now, obviously, if you want to call us on the helpline, here's that number. The helpline telephone number for Devon in Sight is 01392 876 666. That's Exeter, 01392 876 666. Now, feeling well, keeping well service. This gives you the opportunity to talk to Tracy Agata, our emotional support coordinator, in confidence about how you are feeling. This is not a counselling service, but the opportunity to refer on to a local counsellor is an option if needed. If you feel that you may benefit from this, then either contact your local Devon and Sight community support worker or call our helpline on 01392 876 666 and Tracy will contact you to arrange a time to chat. Group telephone call service. Group telephone calls are available in some areas of Devon in partnership with the Macular Society. Please contact your community support worker to find out about the service closest to you. Entering the world of audio. Did you know that audiobook sales are the fastest growing sector of publishing? Accessing audio services is very important for people who are blind or partially sighted. RNIB Talking Book Service is absolutely free, giving you access to over 32 fiction and non-fiction books for adults and children. Most areas of Devon have talking newspapers and magazines available to you for free. Devon Insights newsletter and news updates are also available in a range of accessible formats, including audio USB for free. There are also a number of subscription services available to you too, which are very reasonably priced. If you want to know more about audio services, do give the helpline a call. Now, Sight Loss Speaker Events 2021. The response to our new telephone-based service, where you can hear speakers from across the sight loss sector, has been magnificent. Your comments have included: Alison Badnell from the sensory team was excellent. Louise Isaacs from the West of England Eye Unit talk about low vision was brilliant. And Graham Flynn, Devon Insight CEO, was absolutely brilliant. It was better than listening to a chat show on television. Thank you very much for that. To join a speaker event, choose the event that you would like to join from the programme that I'm about to run through. A couple of minutes before the start time, dial the telephone number I'm going to give you. All talks start promptly at 10:30 a.m. So, when you found the talk that you want to join and the date, dial 0203 051 3255. That telephone number again, 0203 051 3255. And when prompted, you'll need to enter the room number. Now, this has changed from the first talks that we held. The new room number is 473-425. 473-425. So just to run through that again, when you found the talk that you want to join and the date, call in on the main telephone number 0203 051 3255 and when prompted, dial the room number 473 425. Calls are hosted by our community support team. You will be able to hear the conversation but not participate in the call. However, questions can be submitted in advance by ringing the helpline. If there is time available at the end of the presentation, the host may open the call up to questions from listeners. Call charges. Calls from your home telephone are charged at the standard rate or are free if daytime calls are included in your supplier agreement. Calls from mobiles are charged at the standard network tariff. All events should finish within 60 minutes. Now here's the 2021 speaker programme. Tuesday, the 12th of January, 2021, 10:30 a.m. Tess Williams, iClinic Liaison Officer, RNIB. iClinic Liaison Officers act as an important bridge between health and social services and helpful local and national services. Tuesday, the 19th of January, 2021, starting at 10:30, Sally Yeet, Service Manager for Guide Dogs. My Sighted Guide is a service that helps people with sight loss get out of their homes and into the community, with a volunteer as their sighted guide. There's a lot more to guide dogs than dogs. Tuesday the 26th of January, 2021, again starting at 10:30 a.m. Yvonne Brooks from the RNIB. The Royal National Institute for Blind People, RNIB, is one of the UK's leading sight loss charities and the largest community of blind and partially sighted people. Yvonne will be giving us an overview of their services. On Tuesday, the 2nd of February 2021, starting again at 10:30 a.m, Phil Smith, Community Support Worker for Blind Veterans UK. Now, Blind Veterans UK support blind veterans to lead independent and fulfilling lives by helping them with their in-depth expertise, experience and full range of services. Some of you, who are old enough to remember, will know that blind veterans used to be called St Dunstan's. Tuesday the 9th of February 2021, again starting at 10:30. Simon Parsons, Regional Development Manager, British Wireless for the Blind. British Wireless for the Blind provides the equipment on a free loan to those who are unable to afford specialist adapted radio. Tuesday the 16th of February 2021, 10:30 a.m. start. Glenn Tookie, who's the CEO of Sight and Sound Technology. Sight and Sound Technology is the one-stop shop for all your assistive technology needs. They provide hardware and software to people who are blind and partially sighted. They work with you from initial assessment. Now for an update on the COVID-19 restrictions. On Wednesday, the 2nd of December, we came out of the second national lockdown. Devon is now subject to COVID Tier 2. So what does this mean? You must not socialise with anyone you do not live with or who is not in your local support bubble in any indoor setting, whether at home or in a public place. You must not socialise in a group of more than six people outside, including in a garden or a public space. This is called the rule of six. Businesses and venues can continue to operate in a COVID secure manner, other than those that remain closed by law, such as nightclubs. Pubs and bars must close unless operating as restaurants. Hospitality venues can only serve alcohol with a substantial meal. Hospitality businesses selling food or drink for consumption on their premises are required to provide table service only. Hospitality businesses and venues selling food and drink for consumption off the premises can continue to do so after 10 p.m. as long as this is through delivery service, click and collect or drive-through. Early closure, 11 p.m, applies to casinos, cinemas, theatres, museums, bowling alleys, amusement arcades, fun fairs, theme parks, adventure parks and activities, and bingo halls. Cinemas, theatres and concert halls can stay open beyond 11 p.m. in order to conclude performances that start before 10 p.m. Public attendance at outdoor and indoor events, performances and shows is permitted, limited to whichever is lower, 50% capacity, or either 2,000 people outdoors or 1,000 people indoors. Public attendance at spectator sport and business events can resume inside and outside, subject to social contact rules and limited to whichever is lower, 50% capacity, or either 2,000 people outdoors or 1,000 people indoors. Places of worship remain open, but you must not socialise with people from outside your household or support bubble while you are indoors there, unless a legal exemption applies. Weddings and funerals can go ahead with restrictions on numbers of attendees. 15 people can attend wedding ceremonies and receptions, 30 people can attend funeral ceremonies, and 15 people can attend linked commemorative events such as wakes or stone settings. Organised outdoor sport and physical activity and exercise classes can continue. Organised indoor sport, physical activity and exercise classes will only be permitted if it is possible for people to avoid mixing with people they do not normally live with or share a support bubble with. There are exceptions for indoor disability sport, sport for education purposes, and supervised sport and physical activity for under 18s, which can take place in larger groups mixing. We're nearly there. You can continue to travel to venues or amenities which are open, but should aim to reduce the number of journeys you make where possible. If you live in a Tier 2 area, you must continue to follow Tier 2 rules when you travel to a Tier 1 area. Avoid travel to or overnight stays in Tier 3 areas, other than when necessary, such as work, education, youth services, to receive medical treatment, or because of caring responsibilities. You can travel through a Tier 3 area as part of a longer journey. So there you are. That's a summary of the restrictions, all quite complicated, but that's the actual wording from the government restrictions. Now, I'm now going to run through the COVID Christmas update. At Christmas, coronavirus restrictions will be eased to allow people to mix with a slightly wider circle of family and friends. Across the UK, people will be able to form bubbles of three households over a five-day period. So, who am I allowed to see? Between the 23rd and 27th of December, the three households will be allowed to form a temporary Christmas bubble. They can mix indoors and stay overnight. Bubbles will be allowed to meet each other in each other's homes, at a place of worship, and in outdoor public space or a garden. The bubbles will be fixed, so you will not be able to mix with two households on Christmas Day and two different ones on Boxing Day. Households you are in a Christmas bubble with can't be in others. There will be no limit to the number of people in a household joining a bubble. However, the rules about what counts as a household will depend on where you are. In England, if you have formed a support bubble with another household, that counts as one household. So you can join with two other households in a Christmas bubble. People who are self-isolating should not join a Christmas bubble. If someone tests positive or develops coronavirus symptoms up to 48 hours after the Christmas bubble last met, everyone will have to self-isolate. Where am I allowed to travel in the UK? Travel restrictions will be lifted to allow people to visit their families anywhere in the United Kingdom. But the government has warned that there will not be extra public transport laid on. It has urged people to plan their travel in advance. What are the rules for going to the pub or a restaurant? You will not be allowed to go with your Christmas bubble to hospitality settings such as pubs and restaurants or to entertainment venues. You can meet people outside your Christmas bubble, but only in line with tier rules of the area you are staying in. What if a family member is an at-risk group? The virus will not call a truce because it is Christmas and will be as contagious as any other time, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said. Even if it is within the rules, meeting friends and family over Christmas will be a personal judgment, the government says. People should consider the risks to themselves and others, particularly those who are vulnerable. Can all my children come home for Christmas? Children of parents who live apart are allowed to be part of two separate Christmas bubbles. This means they can see both parents without being counted as part of another household. University students may return to their parents at the end of term and be counted as part of their household straight away. But if parents have three or more grown-up children who are not at university, then they cannot all form a Christmas bubble with their parents. Individual households can split for Christmas, so if three people are sharing a home, they can all go and form separate Christmas bubbles with their families and come back to form a single household again afterwards. Now, if you want to honestly read more about this, you can find the up-to-date information about the rules to help reduce the spread of COVID-19 on the BBC website. The BBC website address is www.bbc.co.uk/news/coronavirus. I'll repeat that, www.bbc.co.uk/news/coronavirus. Right, I'd now like to share with you a client experience. Mrs. Goodridge from Babbacombe explains how Devon Insight has helped with some practical issues during these difficult times. I recently became aware that I was entitled to a discount on my TV licence renewal, despite having paid it in full at the post office. I called Cathy Duffy at Devon Insight, and she asked me if I was registered as severely sight impaired, as the letter of registration would be needed to claim the discount. Having lost the original letter, Cathy contacted the sensory team and managed to get the registration letter reissued. Cathy met with me at home with all the safeguards in place. We both wore masks. I kept my windows open and we sat across the dining table from each other. She kindly copied the sight loss document for me, wrote a covering letter and even posted it for me. Once TV licensing had received the registration letter, they arranged for the discount to be reimbursed into my bank account. Whilst Cathy was with me, I explained that I wanted to be able to purchase a second magnifier so that I could keep one downstairs and one by my bedside. Cathy checked my magnifier was still working for me and then called Optima Low Vision Services and ordered the second magnifier, which I've now received. It's lovely not to have to keep going up and down the stairs. Cathy has helped me source a new USB player as my old one has broken, and she has offered to visit me again if I have any problems setting it up or using the new one. I also talked about the problems I was having with filing my correspondence, as it is now getting more difficult to read the small tabs on each section. Cathy is arranging another date when we can look at another larger labelling options for my files. What started out as one small problem that was solved has turned into much more, and I'm so very grateful for all her help. Now, here are some ways that you can help Devon Insight now. There are a number of ways that you can help Devon Insight to continue supporting people with sight loss across Devon and Torbay. Friends of Devon Insight. By becoming one of our 500 friends, you will help more people to receive the support they need to live happy and healthy lives and be part of their local community. To set up a monthly donation, please give us a call on the helpline. One-off donation by cheque. You may prefer to send us a donation by cheque. Please make cheques payable to Devon Insight and send to Devon Insight, Splatford, Barton, that's S-P-L-A-T-F-O-R-D, LATFORD, Barton, BARTON, Kenford, Exeter, EX67XY. That address again, Devon in Sight, Splatford, Barton, Kenford, Exeter, EX67XY. To donate from your mobile phone, you can just dial the following numbers and it will make an automatic payment. To donate £5, text SightLoss5 to the number 70490. 70490. To donate £10, text SightLoss10 to 70490. And £20, you guessed it, SightLoss20 to 70490. So just to repeat that, to text, to make a donation over your mobile phone, type SightLoss, the amount that you would like to donate, and the telephone number to send the text to is 70490. Leaving a lasting legacy. Devon in Sight's ultimate guide to leaving a lasting legacy to charity is designed to give you an overview of the importance of making a will writing checklist, and how legacies have supported our work. If you would like a legacy pack, please give us a call on the helpline. Finally, another way you can help us, volunteering. If you would like to volunteer for Devon in Sight or have a fundraising idea, please give us a call on the helpline. So we've said the helpline quite a few times during this presentation, so here it is again. The Devon in Sight helpline is 01392 876 666. 01392 876 666. I'll just remind everybody, because of COVID, we are working sometimes in the office, sometimes at home. We do pick up every message. So if you leave your telephone number and a short message, we will get back to you. Okay. Well, that concludes my news update for December. May I just reiterate again, what a horrible year it has been. There is a glimmer of light at the end of the tunnel for next year. Everybody here at Devon in Sight would like to extend you a very warm Christmas greeting, and let's just hope that next year is a lot better for us all. Anyway, I've finished. Don't forget to return your envelope as soon as possible, and we'll get another news update out to you as soon as we can. Bye bye, everybody.